Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Kuf. We left off on the top of Daf Kuf Amud Aleph on the fourth word on the page, Amar Le. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. Also anonymously, Lila Nishmas, Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal. Also by Meshach and Devorah Smith for Refuah Shleima, for their daughter Tova Miriam Bas Devorah Mindel. And also by Rosie and Mark Friedman, Lila Nishmas, Mark's father, Rabbi Morris Friedman, Zichron Levracha, Rav Shmuel Moshe Ben Yechiel Dova Cohen, on the occasion of his 16th yard site. And also by our shul, which is 2 weeks away from our Chanukas Habayis weekend and fundraising campaign. So everyone is strongly encouraged to go to charity with a D.com/BKNW to help us reach our goal. Okay, today we're going to discuss, we're going to continue our discussion from yesterday. Yesterday we were focused on how the Mishnah tells us that Erev Pesach, Arve Pesachim, or Erev Pesachim, Samach L'mincha, a person is not supposed to eat Ad Shetechshach. So the Gemara raised the question, what do you mean Erev Pesach? That's true of every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. So we had two answers in yesterday's daf, and we're going to continue the discussion from the previous daf, whether our Mishnah is in agreement with Rabbi Yossi or with Rabbi Yehuda. And we're going to reject Rav Papa's position that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and we're going to challenge Rav Huna's position that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yossi. But in the process of defending Rav Huna, the Gemara is going to bring up three opinions of how to handle a meal that's already in progress when Shabbos comes, when Yom Tov comes. So there was very nogeil lemaisa, obviously, for those who had Purim Suda late in the day on Friday. If you have a meal in progress and Shabbos and Yom Tov comes, this is the famous sugya of Pores Mapa Umakadish that we heard so much about in the past couple of weeks. So after quoting a story about that type of case, the idea of covering a table even when the meal did not yet begin is also discussed in the Gemara. And then the daf is going to end with a contradiction between two different brisos as to when Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi agree with each other, and a resolution to the stira between those two brisos about when they in fact agree with each other. So let's begin again for fourth word on the page on Kuf Amud Aleph, and just to remind ourselves to get us back into the conversation. In the previous daf, we learned two opinions about the authorship of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach Samach L'mincha and on. Rav Huna held it must be that we're assuming like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds that Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat Ad Shetechshach. So if we're singling out Erev Pesach as specifically a day that you're not allowed to eat, it must be that we're assuming like Rabbi Yossi. However, Rav Papa held, no, even Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't allow eating late in the day on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, even he could be the author of our Mishnah. It's just that Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov is only Aser Min HaMincha L'mayla, but Erev Pesach is Aser even Samach L'mincha. We add a little extra time when it comes to Erev Pesach. So the last thing we did is we quoted a brisa that seems to be clearly against Rav Papa, and we suggested that the brisa must not be a reliable brisa. Dilma mishabeshtihi. Maybe it's a confused brisa. It's an unreliable brisa. But our Gemara is going to point out now that Rav Pinchas Breid Rav Ami accepted the authenticity of the brisa, which must therefore prove that Rav Papa is incorrect. So let's see. So says Gemara, Amalei Maremar. Maremar said to Marzutra, you claim that the brisa is mishabeshta, that it's not an authoritative brisa. So Maremar said to Marzutra, v'itema Rav Yemar, or some say that it wasn't Maremar, it was Rav Yemar who said to Marzutra that the girsa of this brisa is correct, because I know it, because I know it, Klai Lepirke, Rav Pinchas Breid Rav Ami. I once went to the drasha that was given by Rav Pinchas Breid Rav Ami, to the shir that he was giving, v'kam tano v'tani kamei, and one of the people who was expert in brisos taught this brisa in front of him with that girsa that it's miteisha shaos ulamaila v'kibla minei, and Rav Pinchas accepted that brisa. He did not say, oh, that brisa must be a mistake. So you see that the girsa of the brisa is correct, and therefore Marzutra's answer that the girsa is mishubeshes is not true. So says Gemara, okay, but then ihachi kasha. If that's the case, that the brisa is correct, then we have a kasha on Rav Papa's teretz, because Rav Papa wanted to say that our Mishnah follows the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and it says Arve Psachim, because on every other Erev Yom Tov, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't aser eating Samach L'mincha, only min HaMincha Mamish, only from the Zman of Mincha itself. But in this brisa, it's Mefurish that on other Shabbos, Arve Shabbosos, and Yom Tovim, Rabbi Yehuda asers even Samach L'mincha. So So it turns out that Rav Papa's answer must be incorrect, and therefore we're back to the Kasha. Why does the time of our Mishnah say when it comes to the Isra of Achila on Erev Pesach, Samach L'mincha, why does the Dafka say Erev Pesach? The same is true, Samach L'mincha is true about Arvi Shabbosos and Arvi Yomim Tovim as well. So says Mar Elam Mechavarta Ket Rav Huna. You're right, that's why we had another answer. The answer of Rav Huna must be correct, that our Mishnah that asks Samach L'mincha specifically on Erev Pesach and not apparently on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov must follow the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov you're allowed to eat Ad Shetech Shach. So our Mishnah must be only like Rabbi Yossi and not like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov is going to be asur to eat at the same time, Samuch L'mincha. So what about the first brisa that we quoted? Rashi and Rashbam point out we quoted another brisa where Rabbi Yehuda says that it's asur to eat on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov min ha-mincha l'mayla. That's what gave us the koach to say Mishabeshlihi on the brisa that says Samuch L'mincha, because there was another competing brisa that said that it was min ha-mincha l'mayla. So Rashi and Rashbam say you don't have to say that one is Mishabeshli, you don't have to say that one is mistaken. That's a lav dafka. Meaning when you say mincha, it means around the time of mincha. So Samuch L'mincha is included when it says from min ha-mincha l'mayla. It must mean Samuch L'mincha. So now the Gemara asks on Rav Huna's teretz. Wait a second, now you're telling me that Mechavarta Ked Rav Huna, we must hold like the Shita of Rav Huna, that our Mishnah is going dafka like Rabbi Yossi, that in Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov you're allowed to eat Ad Shetech Shach. Ul Rav Huna, mi nicha? Does everything work out if you just attribute our Mishnah to Rabbi Yossi? V'ha Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'itemar Amar Rabbi Avohu, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bar Rabbi Chanina, Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda Be'erev Pesach, V'halacha K'Rabbi Yossi Be'erev Shabbos. That when you have this machlokas, whether you're allowed to continue eating or you have to stop, Samuch L'mincha, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Erev Pesach, that you need to stop, and you're not allowed to start a meal Samuch L'mincha, and we paskin like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Erev Shabbos, that you could be ochel l'holich, start a meal whenever, Ad Shetech Shach, even when it's right before Shabbos. So from the fact that the Amoraim need to paskin one way or the other, halachah Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev HaPesach, mechal d'palug Rabbi Yossi b'travayim. If you're going to tell me that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in Erev Pesach, that makes it sound like Rabbi Yossi would disagree about Erev Pesach also. But you, Rav Huna, wanted to say that our Mishnah singling out Erev Pesach as a time that you're not allowed to even eat Samach L'mincha goes like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says you are allowed to eat Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. But even Rabbi Yossi, who's normally so makel about eating late in the day, even Rabbi Yossi would say Erev Pesach is different. You're not allowed to eat late in the day on Erev Pesach. But over here, you see the fact that we're paskining like Rabbi Yehuda tells me that Rabbi Yossi disagrees about Erev Pesach as well and holds that you're ochel v'olich ad shetech shach on Erev Pesach as well. So our Mishnah doesn't fit with Rabbi Yossi either. So says Gemara, lo. No, when the Amoraim say that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, which implies that Rabbi Yossi disagrees about that, that's not talking about beginning a meal late in the day on Erev Pesach. Halacha mechal depligi b'hafsaka. When we say that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, yes, there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi on Erev Pesach, but not about when you can start a meal. They both agree you're not allowed to start a meal after Samach L'mincha on Erev Pesach. What they disagree about is if a meal is continuing and then it gets dark, what do you do then? You started a meal b'heter, you started at Chatzos, or you started whenever, you started earlier in the day, and then the Amor, and then it was a Purim Sudan, it got out of hand, and now it just went very long, and now it's already Shabbos. So now what do you do? That's where there's a machloka. So that's where the Amorayim need to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But when you start a meal, Samach L'mincha on Erev Pesach, absolutely not. Not even according to Rabbi Yossi. So that's why our Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Yossi, and our Mishnah is saying that even Rabbi Yossi, he normally allows Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov starting a meal late in the day. Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov is not going to allow starting a meal late in the day on Erev Pesach. So Rav Huna's answer is correct. Now, how do we paskin as far as starting a meal? So the Rashbam writes that since we have a Stam Mishnah that we started the Perek with, that goes like Rabbi Yossi, where the Mishnah says, Erev Pesachim Samach L'mincha, you're not allowed to eat. So that makes it sound like Rav Huna's answer is correct. And plus, we have a Klal, the Gemara in Erevin, Mem Vav, tells us that the Halach is K'Rabbi Yossi Mechaveiro, that whenever Rabbi Yossi argues with another individual Tana, we paskin like like Rabbi Yossi. It happens to be our gears in the Gemara over there is Mechave Rav, but there are those that are Gores Mechave Ro over there. But either way, we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yossi for that reason. So it must be that an Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to start a meal Samach L'mincha, but Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov must be that you're allowed to, says the Rashbam, because the Klalei HaPsach would tell us that we should paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and here we have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi. However, Tosfos quotes a Bahag that Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov you're also not allowed to start Samach L'mincha, because Rabbi Yossi only said that if you started, you can continue the meal. But even Rabbi Yossi would not allow you to start a meal late in the day on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Rabbeinu Yechiel and the Piskei Arid hold that as far as the halacha, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. And even Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to start a meal. Meaning, there are three basic approaches. Either we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to start a meal late in the day, whenever. Or we reinterpret Rabbi Yossi. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi l'chadchila doesn't like the idea of starting a meal late in the day, l'maskanas hadvarim. Or, no, Rabbi Yossi says what we think he says, that you're allowed to start late in the day, but we don't paskin like him as far as starting a meal late in the day. And even Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to start a meal late in the day. Rabbi Yechiel proves that that last interpretation must be correct, because the Brisa is gonna have to tell us that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi about Hafsaka. So it sounds like as far as Haschala, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. As far as if a meal is still going and Shabbos comes, oh, now we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. That implies that up until that point, we weren't paskining like Rabbi Yossi. That as far as starting a meal, we would not in fact hold like Rabbi Yossi. So now the Gemara brings where do we find that there's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi as far as Hafsaka is concerned, as far as stopping a meal that is ongoing, right? This was the debate that... Before we get into Hafsaka, the question of whether you're allowed to be maschil late in the day, that was the debate that the poskim had about Purim that fell out on Erev Shabbos, because Minig Yerushalayim is that when such a thing happens, Minig Eretz Yisrael is that they have the meal late in the day on Erev Shabbos, and they're Poris Mapu Mekadesh, that they actually start the meal late in the day. In other places, that's not the practice, and Rav Shechter explained that the reason it's not the practice is because we paskin that l'chadchila you're not allowed to do that. That the whole idea of Poros Mapa Mekadesh is a b'dievet situation. But generally, you're not allowed to start a meal late in the day on Erev Shabbos. That's all for a b'dievet kind of situation. There are other reasons why a person maybe doesn't want to do Poros Mapa Mekadesh. A lot of people had very emotional feelings about this year. One person said it's a different kind of Purim Suda when you get to incorporate Shabbos into your Purim Suda. It's on a different madrega. And someone else said, no, Shabbos should be Shabbos and Purim should be Purim. You can't make, so that's neither here nor there. But as far as the halacha is concerned, so the halacha is, they're different minhagim, but Rav Shechter thought the more correct would be to have the su'uda earlier on in the day. This would have been a great tafyomi coincidence 4 days ago. So, Ditanya, the Braisa tells us now, as far as being mafsik, as far as stopping a meal that's ongoing when Shabbos comes, so where do we see that there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, mafsik in the Shabbosos, if you began a meal on Erev Shabbos beheter before Zman Mincha, and the meal just is ongoing, and now it's getting dark already, so you have to stop eating and you remove the table, the meal is now over, and you say Kiddush and you start a new meal. Mafsikin means total hefsik, not Boris Mabim Kaddish, total hefsik. It's not enough to just say Kiddush and keep eating, the Piskei Rid explains, because you have to make a heker between the Sudas Shabbos and Sudas Chol, that it shouldn't look like you're not eating a Sudas Shabbos, that you're just continuing a Sudas Chol. So you have to stop, clear off the table, or they used to have personal tables, so remove the entire table and then start a new meal. That's the mafsikin. That's the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ain't mafsikin. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't stop. You continue eating the su'uda, even after it gets dark, and then you bench, and then you'll say Kiddush ala yayin at the end of the meal, after you bench. Now, Tosfos points out that, Tosfos Masech HaSukkah points out that normally whenever you have a mitzvah min HaTorah, if you began to eat and the Zman mitzvah comes, you have to stop in order to do that mitzvah min HaTorah. The Gemara Masech HaSukkah tells us that in Daf Lamed Ches, the mitzvah of Kiddush is a mitzvah min HaTorah. Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is a mitzvah midaraisa, the Gemara Brachos Daf Chaf Amud Beis. And nevertheless, apparently, Rabbi Yossi holds that if you began to eat beheter on Erev Shabbos, even though the Zman for a mitzvah d'oraisa has arrived, you don't have to stop to do the mitzvah. So why not, asks Tosfos. So Tosfos gives two suggestions. Number one, he says, since if you, if, 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 you don't say Kiddush at night, you could still be Yotzei Kiddush during the day, you don't have to be Choshesh that maybe you'll be Posheya and not be Mekadesh, because the whole reason why you stop everything, you stop a meal in order to do a mitzvah daraisa, is because there's a concern you're not going to do that mitzvah daraisa. But the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush is ongoing. It's whenever you get around to it. Let's say a person is a doctor who's on call and he's in the hospital and he's running around all night Friday night, and then he didn't get a chance to say Kiddush Friday night, so he says a full Kiddush on Shabbos day. He says Kiddush midaraisa on Shabbos day. An interesting shaila someone raised once. What happens, one of the Goldvichs, I think Rav Eliadau or VTL, one of them discussed the shaila. They were having someone who's a non-observant Jew for Shabbos lunch meal. So they're pretty confident he didn't say Kiddush the night before. So when they say Kiddush at that Suda, is an Eretz Yisrael. He's going to understand every word of Kiddush. He speaks Hebrew, right? So when they're going to say Kiddush at that Suda on Shabbos day, should they say Kiddush of Friday night? Should they say the Kiddush Midaraisa? The Kiddush or Rabbah that we say, Baruch Priyah Gafen, that's not real Kiddush. That's a Kiddush Midrabanan. But this fellow hasn't been Yotze Kiddush Midaraisa. It's a good thought. I assume the Kiruv professionals are all over that shaila. It must be asked in Poskim. I don't know. So the second answer Tosfos says is that the reason we don't stop for the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush is since you're osek in Su'udas Shabbos, we're not concerned that you're going to be misatzel l'kadesh. Meaning, who's not going to say Kiddush? Because they're involved in Suda Shabbos. The whole point of Kiddush is to designate the Kedusha of Shabbos, or to highlight the Kedusha of Shabbos. Everything you're doing is highlighting the Kedusha of Shabbos. You're not going to come to forget Kiddush when you're osing in Suda Shabbos. You're more likely to come to remember Kiddush when you're osing in Suda Shabbos. It will serve as a reminder when one is osing in Suda Shabbos. That's the suggestion. Okay, so now the Gemara brings a Braisa that tells us the Braisa continues and tells us a story about this machlokas, about what to do when Shabbos arrives and you're smack in the middle of a meal. So, Maisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, one time, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and according to some Gersos, at least Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Shayu Mesubin, Ba'ako, they were sitting and eating together in Akko, Vikidi Shalem Hayom, and then it became Shabbos. So, Amalor, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said to Rabbi Yossi, Berabi. So, Berabi is a term of kavod. The Rashbam writes that he called Rabbi Shimon Gamliel called Rabbi Yossi Barabi because it's a name that you would call the Gadol Ador. It's Av and Rabbi. So he takes out the Aleph of Av and he puts the rest of the letters together. Barabi. So because you have that sometimes. The Gemara tells us Ravi Avin was called Ravin. Why? Because they took out the Aleph. Sometimes when they make a nickname, they just take out the Aleph and they make the name. So he said Barabi. He says to Rabbi Yossi Barabi Ritzoncha. I know you, Rabbi Yossi, hold that we could keep on eating and just keep going, and then at the end of the meal we'll bench and then we'll say Kiddush, and that's fine. But maybe we should stop out of kavod for Rabbi Yehuda, because according to one gear, so Rabbi Yehuda was sitting right there. So maybe we should be mafsik, stop the meal, clear off the table, say Kiddush, start a new meal in honor of Shabbos, because there's no isser in doing that according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi just holds you don't need to do that. So maybe we, out of respect for Rabbi Yehuda, we might as well stop the meal and have a new meal. So Amar Lo. So Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, "B'chol yom v'yomata mechaviv dvarai l'fnei Rabbi Yehuda. You always try to paskin like me against Rabbi Yehuda. You're always mechaviv. You always show extra affinity to my psak halacha over that of Rabbi Yehuda. V'achshav ata mechaviv dvarai Rabbi Yehuda b'fanai. And now, right in front of my face, you're going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda." And he applies the pasuk again. This would have been a great daf yomi coincidence about 4 days ago. Hagam lichbosh es hamalka imi babayis. That Chashverosh says to Haman when he sees Haman falling all over Esther when he comes back from his walk, "Hey, you're trying to take the queen while I'm right here in the palace. What kind of chutzpah is that? So you're going to go and paskin against me right in front of me? You're going to paskin. You're always paskin like me, and now you're going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda right in front of me." So obviously Rabbi Yossi was not too thrilled with this idea. So I'm Shulam Gamliel said to Rabbi Yossi, "Imkain, okay, I get it. You have a macha'ah. You don't want this. Lo nafsik. We're not going to be mafsik, and now since you made a macha, we can't be mafsik because now shema yira talmidim vikba alach ledoros." See, had we been mafsik earlier, everyone would have realized that it would just be for the covenant of Rabbi Yehuda. But now that you made a macha that we cannot do this, now if we were to be mafsik, it's going to be a statement of halacha, and the talmidim are going to think that it's a statement of halacha, and they're going to be koveya the alach ledoros like Rabbi Yehuda. So amr lo zos mishama shekav halacha krabiosi, that they in fact were koveya the halacha to be like Rabbi Yossi, that you are not that you're not going to be mafsik in middle of the seuda. So this phrase that he has. So first of all, b'chol yom atam lechayv dvarai lefnei Rabbi Yehuda, right? That you always pass like me against Rabbi Yehuda. So some of the achronim point out, the Yad Eliyo points out that you find in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Chavav that Amram Shimon Gamliel pamachas chashti be'inai b'kisri. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who's the protagonist over here, said that one time he wasn't feeling well. V'hita Rabbi Yossi Beribi Lishan Ani Misham Shichutz L'Sukkah. And Rabbi Yossi, his Rebbe, the one that he always paskened like, allowed him to sleep and together with his Mishamshim outside of the Sukkah, because the Cholah is part from Sukkah. Now, Rabbi Yehuda was the Mora Hora'a of the Beis Hanasi. So, Minastam, he was probably there also. And nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel could have asked Rabbi Yehuda the Shaila. So you see that we do find elsewhere in Shas, we know what Rabbi Yossi is referring to when Rabbi Yossi says that throughout the rest of the year you're always looking for my psak and not Rabbi Yehuda's psak, because of that episode in Masechta Sukkah on Daf Chavav where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had the opportunity to ask either Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda, and he chose to ask Rabbi Yossi. So that's what Rabbi Yossi is referring to. Why Dafka the pasuk Agam Lichbosh Asam Malka Imi Babayis? Meaning we get the point without referring to a Malka. In what way is there a Malka over here? So in the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, they point out that lichbosh as a malka, because this is an inyan relating to Hilchos Shabbos, and Shabbos is called a malka. In the Stei Yitzchak, he says differently. He points out that the Gemara Darshans in Sanhedrin Sadi Gimel, the pasuk about David HaMelech, Vashem Imo, that the Allah is kamoso b'chol makom. When we say that we paskin like somebody all the time, we say Hashem Imo, that the Shechina is with him. So Rabbi Yossi says, since you always paskin like me, you must hold that the malka, meaning the Shechina, is with me. That the Shechina is always with me, and that's why you're paskin with me. And now you're going to be lichbosh as a malka, which is with me. You're going to take that which is associated with me while I'm in the house. So that's why Dafka referred to as a malka. This psak halacha as a malka. Okay, but so far we only have two shitos about what to do if you're in the middle of a meal and Shabbos comes. Shabbos arrives. So we have the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Just keep going. When you finish the meal, you'll bench and then you'll say kiddush. We're going to learn tomorrow about kiddush makom suda. That's Kiddush Makom Suda also. Who says the Kiddush has to be before the Suda, according to Rabbi Yossi, right? That would be Kiddush Makom Suda. Kiddush will be after the Suda, but Makom Suda. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, stop and start a new meal for Shabbos. But says the Gemara, there's a third Shita. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Ein Halacha, Lo K'Rabbi Yehuda, V'lo K'Rabbi Yossi, we paskin like neither of these Shitos, Ela Poris Mapu Mekadesh. Instead, we spread a cloth over the table, and then we say Kiddush at that point, and then we uncover the table. We don't have to clear the whole table and start a whole new meal, but nor can we just continue and say Kiddush afterwards. We're Poreis Mapa. We spread a cloth and then we say the Kiddush. The Rashbam points out that this is a little bit odd. We had a Machlokas Tanaim, Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, and who's arguing on both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? Shmuel. Shmuel's an Amora. Why is he arguing on both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? So Shmuel must hold, says Rashbam, that we really pass like Rabbi Yossi, that you don't need to be Mafsik at all, because we said in the Brisa we pass like Rabbi Yossi, but he was a little bit more machmir, not to finish the su'udah, but to say kiddush rather in the middle of the su'udah and then to finish eating. Meaning Rabbi Yossi wouldn't say that that's asr to do. There's nothing. He didn't like doing that. He didn't like following Rabbi Yehuda's shita in front of him, but he wouldn't say that it's asr to be poris ma'apu mekadesh. Rabbi Yehuda certainly wouldn't be satisfied with poris ma'apu mekadesh. So it must be that he's passing like Rabbi Yossi. That's how the Rashbam understands. However, in Tosos Dibra Maschil Ella, he explains that Shmuel must have had a third Tana. There must be a Shita of the Chachamim that follows neither Rabbi Yossi nor Rabbi Yehuda, and instead says that you're supposed to be Paris Mapa Mekadesh. How do we paskin in this now three-way machlokas, what to do in the middle of a meal? So a number of the Rishonim, the Rashbam, the Ravid in his Hasagas on the Balamar, Tosos in Dibra Maschel Ella, and in Dibra Maschel Ein, say that in Erev Pesach we follow Rabbi Yehuda. That if you began to eat Beheter and then it becomes Pesach, you got to stop, clear the table, start a new meal for the sake of Pesach. But on Shabbos, another Yom Tovim, we paskin that you don't stop your Paris Mapa, meaning never like Rabbi Yossi, but on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, your Paris Mapa Mekadesh. However, the Balamaor the Baal HaMor himself and the Ramban and other Rishonim, the Rush, say that Shmuel is even talking about Erev Pesach, and we pass in Poris Mappa Mekadesh regardless of the day. Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Erev Pesach, we're always going to say Poris Mappa Mekadesh. So now the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yehuda, Eini, is that really so? That your Poris Mappa Mekadesh, V'hamer Rav Tachlifa Barav Dimi, Omer Shmuel Keshem Shem Hafsik in Lekiddush. That Shmuel said that just like you stop a meal cold, you stop in the middle for the sake of Kiddush. So right there is going to be our kasha. Mafsik in the Kiddush? I thought Shmuel just said, you're not mafsik, you're probably smapu makadish. But kashem shem mafsik in the Kiddush, just like you stop for Kiddush. Kach mafsik in the Havdalah, so too you're mafsik in order to say Havdalah. If you're in the middle of eating shalashuddis, and then it comes time for Havdalah, stop the meal right in the middle and say Havdalah, which is obviously not our practice, but that's what Shmuel held. So my mafsikin, what does he mean when he says mafsikin? Lav lakhir shulchan? Doesn't he mean really be mafsik? That doesn't just mean paris mapa makadish? So says Mar, lo, lemapa. Mafsika just means pause. It doesn't mean that you have to clear the whole table and everything. When Shmuel says mafsikin, he means paris mapa makadish. It's just another way for Shmuel to say paris mapa makadish. Now the Gemara brings a story that tells us this din of priestess mapa on the food when it comes time for kiddush. Rabbi Baruch Huna ikla lebe Reish Galusa. Rabbi Baruch Huna was once going to the house of the Reish Galusa, and then Shabbos came. He was at the house of the Reish Galusa. They came back from shul, Aisu Tacha Kameh, and they brought the table with the food on it in front of him before they said Kiddush. So what did he do? So this is not an ongoing meal before Shabbos started. No, this is a case where they came home after shul on Friday night, regular, and he was expecting that they're going to say Kiddush, and then they'll bring out the tables. But they didn't. They brought out the tables, and they hadn't said Kiddush yet. So Paris Mapa V'Kiddush. So he was Paris Mapa. He covered up the food, and then he said Kiddush that way. Tanya Namiyachi, we'll discuss in a few moments why, what the purpose of that is. Why do you have to cover the food? Meaning, I understand if you're in the middle of a meal, so there's a, you have to show that you're designating this meal separately as a Shabbos meal, but if you are in the middle of a meal, and obviously there's a Shabbos meal, so what's the purpose of Paris Mapa? So we'll have to discuss. Tanya Namiyachi, we have a Raya from a Braisa. Shein Mavinas Shulchan Elim Kain Kiddush, that you're not supposed to bring the table out until you already said Kiddush. Vim Hevi, and if they did, they brought the table out too early, Paris Mapa Makadish, then it could be Paris Mapa, and you could say Kiddush. Now, in Mesecha Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yates on the base, the Gemara tells us that the Shulchan has to be set before Kiddush, because the Gemara over there tells us, I think it's a fairly well-known Gemara, that when a person comes home from Shul on Friday night, and they find a Ner Daluk and a Shulchan and mitas mutzas, they find the table set and all the chairs set up and everything ready for a meal. So there are two malachim that accompany a person home from shul, a malach tov and a malach ra. And the malach tov who escorts him says, "Yi ratzo shetei l'shabbos acheres kach." That he gives him a bracha that you should have it this way for a future Shabbos as well. So apparently the shulchan is aruch, the shulchan is set. So how can we say over here that l'charchila you're not supposed to have the table brought out until after the kiddush? So that's what Tosas Dibra Maskel Sha'ein points out, that it's set, it's just not in the room, meaning they set the table in a different room and then they bring it out after the Kiddush. But that's what it means by Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't mean Shulchan Aruch like us, meaning Tosfos points out they had small tables. They didn't have like these big 10-foot-long, 12-foot-long tables that they would have to schlep the whole table into the kitchen and back out. Nah, these little personal tray tables. So they were all set with all the food in the kitchen, and then you go to the dining room, you say Kiddush in the dining room, and then they bring these small tables out. So that's what it means that it's Shulchan Aruch. That Gemara, by the way, that the Malachim escort a person from Shul, that Gemara is a good Marah Makom to the idea that Malachim give a person a bracha on Friday night, because the Malachim are supposed to give him a bracha. Right? There are many that don't say Baruchuni L'Shalom in Shalom Aleichem, because how can you ask a Malach for a bracha? You're not supposed to daven to Malachim, you're not supposed to ask Malachim for things. But Professor Berger once told me, he thought that's the one place that Yadavka can do it, because there the Gemara says explicitly that that's the Malach's job, that he's supposed to give you a bracha. So maybe you're allowed to ask for a bracha. Okay, in the Hamak Shela, the Netziv writes, and he writes this in Merome Soda as well, that according to the Rashbam, that you only need to bring the lechem. You could bring the shulchan after Kiddush, because you could say that the shulchan was set before Kiddush without the lechem, and then afterwards only the lechem is where we have have this din of bringing after one recites Kiddush. So anyway, so Tanya Rami Achi, so we have this price that said that ain't within the Shulchan Aruch can Kiddush. You're not supposed to bring the table unless you said Kiddush. V'im hevi paris mapa mekadish. If they did, then you paris mapa mekadish. So you see, it's mefurish in the price, like Rabbi Bar Rav Huna had said that you paris mapa umekadish and as a bidiyeved you paris mapa umekadish, but lechadchila you shouldn't have the food there at all at the time that you say Kiddush. So this sugya is the basis for the practice that we have of covering the challahs at our Su'udas Shabbos. Question is, why do we do it? What exactly is it meant to accomplish? So in the She'iltos writes, Ki hechi detesi su'udasa biyakra deshabata. That just like we said, when you're in the middle of a meal and you're paris mapa mekadesh, what's the purpose of doing so? It's because if you continue the meal, it's going to look like you didn't even have a Shabbos meal. You're just continuing the meal that you were eating before. So too, when you haven't started a meal, you want to demonstrate that this meal is the covered Shabbos. How do you demonstrate that this meal is the covered Shabbos? That the meal isn't here yet. Then you say Kiddush, and now that you said Kiddush, you spoke about how great Shabbos is, now you pull off the cover and there's the meal in honor of what I just said, in honor of the Kiddush. That's how the Balei HaTosfos explained it over here. Tosfos then suggests a different reason why we cover the challahs. Tosfos says, Zecher l'man, because the man came with something underneath it and something over it, when the man fell, and we do things that are Zecher L'man on Shabbos. That's why we have three Sudas on Shabbos. Is Zecher L'man, Lecha Mishnah is Zecher L'man, two Chalas is Zecher L'man. So part of that Zecher L'man is to cover the Chalas as well, Tosfos suggests. It would turn out, according to Tosfos, that it's dafka the Lecha Mishnah that gets covered. Nothing else would need to be covered, because only the Lecha Mishnah is really Zecher L'man. The Gemara in Brachos tells us in Lamates, Amar Rabbi Abba, B'Shabbos Chayiv Adam Mutzal, Shtei Kikaros, why do you need Lecha Mishnah? My time it, Lecha Mishnah Ksiv, because by the man, it used that expression of Lecha Mishnah. And then there's the third most famous, but least, you know, in the Rishonim, the one that's taken least seriously, I think, but the most famous reason why we cover the challahs is what the Torah quotes from the Yerushalmi, Shalotira hapas boshta, that the bread shouldn't see its humiliation. What does that mean? So the Torah explains, not that bread gets embarrassed or anything. What does it mean? It's a din in Hilchos Bracha, says the Torah. Perishu hu muktum b'pasuk, v'yirau'i lagdimo b'bracha, that it's muktum in the pasuk, that when the pasuk, so the pasuk that goes through the bread comes before Geffen, it comes before grapes. So therefore, bread comes before wine. So the bracha, in Hilchos Brachos, if you have bread and wine in front of you, you're supposed to say halacha, you're supposed to say bracha on the halacha, you're supposed to say the bracha on the bread. So that's why you cover the bread, so that you're able to say the Kiddush before you say the Hamotzi. That's what they quote from the Yerushalmi. However, the Karban Asanel points out over here in Oslam, that he looked all over the Yerushalmi and he did not find a Yerushalmi that says like this. And in fact, in Hagos Maimonios and in the Mordechai, they quote this Deya, but they don't mention that it's Yerushalmi. So whether it is or is not a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi is not so clear, but that's what the Torah quotes from the Yerushalmi. That's such a possibility. That Hagos Maimonios points out that he thinks that this reason is only Shayich if you have the Yekesh Minhag, where you wash before Kiddush. He said, if you didn't wash yet, what do you mean, Hilchos Brachos, that you're not allowed to say a bracha on the wine before the bread? You can't say a bracha on the bread. You didn't wash yet. So you're only going to have the Dine Kedima if they're both in front of you and both ready to eat. So the whole, he thought that this whole Inyan, that goes Maimonides points out, he thought this whole Inyan is only if you have the minug that it says, that the Rama writes, that we were supposed to do, but none of us, only the Yekis do, of washing before Kiddush. Now in the Orchos Chaim, he writes similar to this reason in the name of Yerushalmi, but he says it a little bit differently. He says that if you don't cover the bread, then you're actually going to need to say Kiddush on the bread because of the Hilchos Brachos issue. Meaning it's not just that it's going to be a busha to the bread. No, it won't be a busha to the bread, because then you're going to say Kiddush on the bread. Meaning if the challah is not covered, you have to say Kiddush on the challah. So Rav Asher Weiss pointed out that they're arguing about a very fundamental issue. Meaning these two ways of saying it, Shliyera Pas Bosho, is it just that it's not going to be nice to the bread, or that no, you're then going to have to say Kiddush on the bread? that they argue about a very fundamental shaila: if a person is able to say kiddush on bread or on wine, do you say kiddush on wine or on bread? Because by dine kiddush, yayin is kodem lepas, or do you follow dine brachos? Meaning, when confront, we try to avoid the situation, so we only have wine in front of us because dine kiddush is that wine is better. But when there's a conflict between dine kiddush and dine brachos, so which one do you do? That seems to be the machlokas in how exactly to say this this third approach. But anyway, those are the three approaches in Rishonim as to why it is that we cover the bread. Either Yakra de Shabbata, that we're showing the honor of the day, or it's a Zeicher Leman, or it's Shelo Yira Hapas Boshto. Now, as one might imagine, the Achronim have a great time finding nafkaminas between these three possibilities. I wrote up a piece in a Sefer that is probably never going to be published because it's taken a long, long time to edit, but if it ever comes out, I wrote up a piece on this topic with 11 nafkaminas, 11 possible nafkaminas that you find in the poskim. So Magen Avraham already discusses when should the bread be covered. If you say it's Mishum Yakra Deshabta, so then until Kiddush is over, as soon as you finish Kiddush, because you're saying the Kiddush Hayom, and then you pull the cover off the bread. If it's Zeich Leman, it should be until Birch Samotzi, or at least until you finish Birch, when you say the Bracha of Hamotzi, because that's when you're doing the Zeich Leman, is when you say the Hamotzi. If it's Mishum Boshas Hapas, halfway through Kiddush, when you say Baruch Priya Gafen, you can already uncover it, because now you don't have a Boshas Hapas Inyan anymore. You already said your Baruch Priya Gafen. Another nafkamina: what about Kiddush during the daytime? If it's Mishum Yakra Deshabta, there is no Yakra Deshabta during the daytime. That's something that's an Inyan on Friday night. If it's Zeich Leman, Yesh Lodun. The Ikr Zechiras Haman is Balayla, although all the Shabbos meals on some level are Zeich Leman. And if it's Mishum Boshas Hapas, then you should have to cover it even by Kiddush Hayom, because you certainly have the same Inyan of Boshas Hapas, unless you hold Boshas Hapas is it means that you would have to say Kiddush on the Challah. So during the daytime, that would never be. We don't say Kiddush on Challah during the daytime. Another nafkamina would be, do you have to cover the bread at Challah Shudas? So there's not going to be Kiddush. So if it's Mishum Yakra de Shabbata, you don't need to cover. The whole purpose of Yakra de Shabbat, I'm saying Kiddush, and now I'm showing that this is associated with the Kiddush. Zecher Leman, absolutely. Challah Shudas is also a Zecher Leman. If it's Boshas Hapas, absolutely not, because there's no Boshas Hapas if you're not going to say a Baruch Priya Gafen. Unless you have like Shitas Ramam, that they say Kiddush at Shalosh Shudas. Another nafkamina is if you have do you need to cover it below the bread also? Do you need to have a challah tray? Or is it good enough to only have a challah cover? Sometimes like in a yeshiva or something like that, or a Shabbaton, so they're not so fancy. So, the challah rolls are just directly on the table, and then everyone puts a napkin over it or something. So is that good enough? So if it's Mishum Zecher the Man, no, the Man came with a covering on the bottom also. But if it's Yakra de Shabbata, so you wouldn't need something, then it would be good enough. You wouldn't need something on the bottom. Boshas Hapas, also you wouldn't need something underneath it. Many, many other nafkaminas. I have time for one or two more. Does everyone, all of the masubin, does everyone need to cover their bread? Or only the person saying Kiddush? If it's Mishum Yakar de Shabbata, everyone's having the meal, so everyone is being Yotze with that Kiddush. If it's Mishum Zeich Leman, also everyone should have it. But if it's Mishum Boshas Hapas, Lechora, the guy who's saying Kiddush is no Sheikhus to my pass, so he doesn't have a Hilchus Brachos issue with my bread is uncovered when he's saying the Kiddush, or in Afkamina, do you have to cover all the other food? If it's Mishum Zecher Leman, no, only the Lecha Mishnah. If it's Mishum Yakra de Shabbata, Lechori, you'd have to cover all the food. If it's Mishum Boshas Hapas, then it would depend. The Mizonos, yes, other things, not. It's only those things that would actually be Muktam in Hilchos Brachos. The other Nafkaminas also, they have Nafkamina, whether if you have a clear covering of the Challah, is that good enough? So then you got to work out how that Nafkamina would work out. Can you just not do it and just bring the challahs after Kiddush? Just don't have the challahs on the table at all. According to the Gemara, simple reading of the Gemara, that sounds better, right? It sounds like that he was upset that they brought out the lechem already. Oh, now they brought out the lechem, now I have to cover it. But it would have been better had they not brought out the lechem at all. But if you're dafka trying to create a zecher leman, then even if they bring it out afterwards, the chora, you should cover it. Okay, let's finish up the daf. Tani chada, shavin shein maschilin, v'tani yidach shavin shemaschilin. We have a stira in Brisa's whether, the one Brisa says, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda who disagree about starting eating. They agree that you're not allowed to start samach lemincha from samach lemincha and on. And the other Bryce says that they both agree that you can start. So bishlamah the tanya shavin she'ein maschilin. I understand if you say that both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda agree that you're not allowed to start mishkach saber of Pesach because we said that even Rabbi Yossi who thinks ochel v'olichat shetechshach that's only an erev Shabbos din, but an erev Pesach you have to stop. You're not allowed to start a few hours before Pesach. Elohad tanya shavin she'maschilin. But who? How do we explain the brisa that everyone agrees that you're allowed to start eating? Amos, when is that? Inema Erev Shabbos. If we're talking about an Erev Shabbos, hamifl pligi. That's kufa when you have a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Shabbos. So lo kasha. So it's not a stira. Kan kodem tisha. Kan liachar tisha. The brisa that says that according to everyone you're allowed to start eating is talking about an Erev Shabbos but before the ninth hour, before 9 hours into the day, which is the Zman of Samach Lemincha. Whereas the Brisa that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda have a disagreement about is talking about Erev Shabbos La'achar Tisha, after 9 hours into the day. So that's where there's going to be a Machlokas. And then everyone's going to agree She'ein Maschilin when it's talking about after 9 hours into the day on Erev Pesach. So you have a case where everybody agrees not to start a meal. That's Erev of Pesach late in the day. You have a case where everybody agrees, yes, you're allowed to start a meal early in the day on Erev anything. And then you have a case of Machlokas late in the day on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from three lines from the bottom tomorrow.